Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Looking a little green lately? Constant headache? Feeling weak? You may be suffering from green sickness, according to a page 4 ad in a 1901 edition of the Rogue River Courier. Coincidentally, the ad ran 3 days after New Year's Eve and listed symptoms similar to a hangover, but blamed impoverished blood and nerves. A cure, in the form of a 50-cent packet of Huden's Remedy, thickens watery blood and puts the bloom back in your cheeks, the ad promised. Before the 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act, newspaper ads promoted dozens of sure cures. Dr. E.C. West's Guaranteed Remedy cured a brain disorder causing hysteria, convulsions, depression, impotence, and old age brought on by overexertion. Chamberlain's tablets, liver salts, and Peptona cured indigestion, while Foley kidney pills took care of backaches, swollen ankles, and that general feeling of biliousness. Gold medal Harlem oil capsules, based on a 200-year-old Dutch remedy, promised to heal rheumatism and lumbago by driving deadly uric acid out of the body. After passage of the Pure Food and Drug Act in 1906, such remedies were exposed as mostly alcohol, morphine, opium, or cannabis, but the act provided only modest penalties for selling bogus cures. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempsher, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.